So we find out, Lee, Hunter Biden wasn't just doing cocaine in the White House. He was running the White House. This is going to be huge today.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah. Headline, here are the Politburo members who were really running the Biden White House. Now, what's interesting, that's that is New York Post, but Axios has a near identical article out this morning. Same thing. Finally admitting, it's Mike Donilon. If you read his background, a profoundly corrupt individual. Steve Ricchetti, Bruce Reed. So those were the ones doing the actual technical day-to-day running. In the circle of the Politburo, it's completed. It was five people. The other two are Hunter and Jill Biden. That's according to the authors of Original Sin, Jake Tapper's book.
Now, and they complained about Elon Musk being unelected.
Thank you. What a great point. Thank you. I know. This is such a scandal. Oh, no. He's got interest. Well, I mean, Hunter's on the Chinese payroll. Literally on the Chinese payroll. In terms of, quote, in terms of who was running the White House, it's a small group of people that have been around. Original Sin author Alex Thompson told PBS's Washington Week on Friday, some people within the administration called them the Politburo. So they knew. That's the term we used in the book. Suddenly, reporters are able to figure this out, Lee. It's like a total miracle.
Yeah, right.
You put all this together again, and I think this is the huge scandal of the day with the other New York Times article this morning from Miranda Devine saying to the FBI, look, we are running out of time to get these FBI agents because statute of limitations. It was 2020. It's 2025.
There should be an investigation of the vice president at that time, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Because the 25th Amendment clearly should have been invoked.
Now, listen to this. It gets even, there's another like thing that happened last week that largely was missed by everybody because there's so much crazy news last week. Okay, this is this article. FBI agents who covered up Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020 must not get away with it. On the eve of the 2020 election, FBI agents discussed an active criminal money laundering case against Hunter Biden just hours before casting doubt on the authenticity of his incriminating laptop during meetings with social media companies in which they told him, you know, hey, you need to censor this. What were their private text exchanges? We have the whole thing now. Now, remember, these texts came out a few months ago. Not a few. It was a couple months. It was been like 8 weeks ago. And Kash Patel's FBI had redacted the most incriminating parts to protect these guys as if it's, you know, secrets or something. It wasn't. At the time, I even said, why is Kash Patel and now Dan Bongino protecting these people? I don't know. I don't know why they put him out redacted. Well, Senator Charles Grassley Lee went to, Patel, Bongino, I don't know, people in the FBI and said, no, I want the full unredacted text. We're not covering for these guys. And he got him. And now we can actually see what happened. And it is jaw-dropping. It is jaw-dropping. Okay, Elvis Chan, as we know, is the Biden-era official, this is how New York Post describes him, who defied subpoenas issued by the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee to testify in 23 and 24. He had tremendous power. He got thousands of Twitter accounts shut down. He got thousands of people silenced. Okay. Did he know what he was covering up? Yes. And we know that now from we have the full unredacted back and forth. Here's what they wrote. This is shocking. This is hours before they go to Facebook and Twitter and tell them to censor it. Actually, what kind of case is the laptop thing? FBI agent Elvis Chan asks FBI analyst Peter Courtney at 5:28 p.m. on October 14th, 2020. And this had been redacted before. It's not anymore. Corruption? Campaign financing? Courtney replies, the FBI attorney applies to Elvis Chan, who is the FBI censor. Close hold, in other words, don't tell anyone. It's a money laundering case on Hunter Biden. And then Chan responds in writing, oh, crap. And then, okay, it ends here. He should go to prison.
Yeah, that's cover up.
That is a cover up. So it gets covered up on two levels. Think about this. Number one, within hours of that conversation, they get Trump censored, Kayleigh McEnany, who is a spokesperson for Trump, censored. Her account is locked down, and so is the New York Post locked down. He knew all the time the reason we couldn't know the laptop was real and not Russian disinformation because it was evidence in a money laundering case that was open and active, and they knew it. And that money laundering case was Hunter laundering the money he got in bribes from the Chinese and other entities, including Russia and Ukraine. They put him in the White House. By him, I don't mean Joe Biden. I mean Hunter. Because we're now finding out what? Hunter is one of the five key players in the Politburo. Another one is Jill Biden. And there were three more advisors who ran a White House. That's who ran a country. Especially, they say, the last 2 years as Joe really declined. And they go into talking about all the ways that Hunter and all these other guys, Lee, like, you know, kept outsiders from talking to Joe. They made all the decisions. And this is a guy doing all this who had the FBI cover up. It'd be bad enough if it was felony money laundering, right? It's Chinese money. It's Russian money. It's Ukrainian money. Now let's, I mean, you put this lens on and you go back through the Biden administration. Holy cow, it looks different. Remember Joe saying, well, you know, a little invasion of Ukraine would be fine with us to Russia. Remember that?
Oh,
he
yeah.
practically
yep.
issued an invitation right. to invade. Well, wow, that looks different now. How much money again did Hunter get from the Russians? Over $20 million.
Sounds like
Batarina.
He was colluding with Russia, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Terry?
It does. Sure does. Batarina paid over $20 million. We know it went through Rosemont Seneca. The New York Post has speculated it's as high as $50 million. It all just starts to look different. Wow, was Joe just reading that on the teleprompter? Who put that there? Hunter put that there? Was it Donilon? Was it Donilon carrying out Hunter's will? Hunter was a powerful dude and completely debauched. Lee, it all makes sense. This is why the media had to cover up Joe's decline. They knew all this. I mean, these people called themselves the Politburo. The people around them called themselves the Politburo. You think this press corps didn't follow around Joe Biden and his family all those years and not find this out? You bet they did. Because if Jake Tapper could find it out now, he could find it out then. This is shocking stuff.
Well, all the while that they were defending the administration and the Biden family.
And it gets worse because remember what I mentioned it every day because I won't let it go. Remember what Catherine Herridge reported this fall when the two IRS whistleblowers could finally come forward because they were gagged. They were the two running the Hunter Biden money laundering investigation, criminal felony investigation. For where did the Chinese money go? They are the ones who had the laptop. They knew starting in 2019 he did it, and the laptop was key evidence of it. They also said Joe was the big guy. We knew, and the FBI knew he was the big guy, and he got a 10% cut of the what? $30 million, at least. Just in that case, $30 million. That's $3 million bucks. They were silenced, and they said we wanted to come forward, you know, before the election, but we couldn't because we were gagged. There it is. Two articles in the New York Post, whole thing. So just in case you were wondering, Hunter Biden was running the country, which is, you know, a little cocaine on the side, maybe leave it around the White House. Anyway, you know, that's what just frustrates me. It's like, you know, Bongino and Kash Patel. I mean, like, get serious, guys. Come on. Come on. No. I mean, you know, no, our priorities are not a cocaine baggy investigation. They're not. And while, you know, it'd be interesting to look into who leaked the abortion case at the Supreme Court, that's interesting. That's not the priority.
Well, I'm just trying to look for, giving them the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe they're doing this because that's what will lead to this, because they know they can't, or it would be politically unpopular to immediately go in that route. But if you continue to build it up, you know, okay, we investigate
like
that.
Back into it.
Oh, by the way, look what else happened. Oh, now look where this leads. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in their defense, and I'm starting to get frustrated with Patel and Bongino.
I understand.
I'm giving them a debt. One thing that Bongino did say over the weekend, he said, listen, we had to put our public corruption teams in place. He said, it took us a while to hire for that. I don't know who they're hiring, but someone good, I hope. And that's almost sounds like if they're hiring, they're bringing people in from outside, right? And that was part of this announcement that, hey, we're doing these three investigations. And I'm like, well, okay, cool. Do some other ones, not that one. That's not priority. I mean, fine, do it if you get it, but whatever. But at least they've hired these teams to put them in place. I can see how that would take some time. I can see how that would take like 2 months.
Going to a darker place, Tara?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the threat of retaliation. If when you're talking about an international monetary scandal based on world leaders, there's the potential for there to be retaliation from certain forces, certain entities regarding those who were involved in the investigation. Think about that.
Well, you mean China and Russia?
Yeah. And I mean threats to the lives of people investigating this.
Oh, I see. That's so like if I'm you're going. On the committee I'm talking about, they're putting together
committee,
to investigate. Yeah.
FBI, you know, whatever, you know, entity is looking into this and is getting ready to expose this. I mean, like I said, going to a dark place now, that could be a part of what's going on here too, and the hesitancy to completely shine the light of truth on this situation.
I have a feeling that we're just scratching the surface
right
now.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is going to get so much more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We are just beginning here.